Holding in Yudalef Adar, we're starting Hilchas Purim. The first thing that we're going to do is Siman Kuf Mem, and we're going to go to Siman Kuf Mem Aleph Halacha Gimel, which is in Hilchas Purim. First, we're starting Kuf Mem. Kuf Mem is really the four Arba Parashios. We know Shabbos before Shchodesh, that's close to Nisan, is Kupasha Shkalim. Meaning to say that there's two others, it's the last Adar. So that's called Parsha Shkalim, which we already passed. And if Shchodesh Adar comes out on Shabbos, it's called Shabbos Shkalim, and you take out three Sifrei Torah. The first one you lay in six aliyahs, which is a regular Parsha Shavuot. The second is the seventh aliyahs for Rosh Chodesh, and you start off from the words of Yom HaShabbos, you say Chatzi Kaddish, and then the third Sifrei Torah you take out, you read Parsha Shkalim, which speaks about the Machzis HaShekel, which hopefully everyone is familiar because you're ready to fulfill this mitzvah. The Haftarah also speaks about Shkalim. Now, what happens if you didn't, if you started reading the regular Parsha, you didn't read Parsha Shkalim, or you started Parsha Shkalim and before the Rosh Chodesh, so you finished Parsha Shkalim, and the Matar reads from Rosh Chodesh, and the Haftarah is also from Shabbos Rosh Chodesh, which is a fascinating halacha. Now, another important thing, which I just started mentioning, is that if you didn't do Parsha Shkalim, it's a major tumult if you make it up Shabbos Mincha, if you can make it up next week. Many places can hold that it's okay to make it up because at the end of the day, the idea is to do it before Purim, which we had mentioned a while ago. The next Shabbos, and many times there's a Hafsaka, there's an interruption in between, and this is this coming Shabbos, so hopefully those that I'm going to send this out before Shabbos. So Pasha Zachar, which is this Shabbos, is called Pasha Zachar, it's right before Purim. The Shabbos before our Rosh Chodesh Nisan is called Pasha Shachodesh. And Rosh Chodesh and Shabbos, Nisan comes out on Shabbos, it's called Parsha Chodesh, and has the same halacha as Rosh Chodesh Adar, which you just discussed about Shabbos Shkalim. And before Parsha Chodesh, you have what's called Parsha Sapo, which is the cleansing and prepares you for the Korban Pesach. Let's focus on Parsha Zachar, which is this Shabbos. Parsha Zachar and Parsha Sapo, some say Parsha Sapo is Doraisa too. Parsha Zachar, majority of the Pesachim hold is Doraisa, meaning to read about the mitzvah of. And it's split really into three different mitzvahs. And it's kedai to look. If you really want to appreciate it, it's kedai to open up the chinuch and siman taf reish gimel, the mitzvah taf reish gimel, which speaks and breaks down the mitzvahs. But let's say the essential parts of the mitzvah of when it comes to Parsha Zachar is number one, that you have to remember what Amalek did. Essentially, the essence is the fact that they were brazen enough to come and attack the Jewish people when the entire world was inspired and in awe of the Rebbeinu Shel Olam through Klal Yisrael. That's why they're so terrible and their mezeg ra and their bad midos, which is what the chinuch brings out. Number two, not to forget what they did. So there's a mitzvah saseh and a mitzvah shlo saseh. And then, as the Rambam really puts it, it's supposed to keep us inspired to remember that we have a mitzvah, third mitzvah, which is the mechias Amalek, to erase any remnant of the Amalekim because of what they represent. Now, the Kitzel points out that people that are distant and can't come to the minyan themselves, what they should do is they should read from the Chumash itself, and this definitely applies to women because there's a major machlokes women are chayav or not, and they certainly can rely on the idea of reading from the Chumash, but preferably it should be read with the Neginim, with the Ta'amim, to understand and make sure that everything is being related in the Kriya. Preferably, the place can say that if you take out a Sefer Torah, you should have always 10 men. Or Shlomo Zalman Lobo says, even when you take out a Sefer Torah from women, which is a custom in many shuls, you should have 10 men at the reading itself. The minhag is not to make brachas once you're taking it out on a separate account. We're starting Hilchas Megillah, Mishnichnas Adam Avim B'Simcha. So we're ready in Rosh Chodesh Adar. You increase Simcha. I mentioned actually in daily halachas that there's five different versions or explanations of what it means, Avim B'Simcha. Some say add more wine. Some say that it's subjective. Some say that you should. Shlomo Zalman Lobo says such a beautiful lashon. He said, "Lahasil daigov elev mina daigov eitzav mina lev." To work harder, and usually, if something bothers us, to say no, we're not going to let this bother us. Lahalacha, the kids also points out that if a person has a court case with a non-Jew, he should push it off to the month of Adar. In fact, the Poskim said that Rosh Chodesh Adar is not just until Purim; it's the entire month is permeating with a joy and simcha. And then we go to Tainis Esther. It's based on the idea that in the days of Mordechai and Esther, they gathered on the 13th of Adar, which was the day that they were supposed to be killed, and then they were given permission based on the second letter that they should go now and fight their enemies. Of course, they needed compassion. It wasn't just a simple war. They must have fasted. Why do we assume they fasted? Because in the Macham against Amalek, we find that Moshe Rabbeinu fasted, which is this week's Pasha, Pasha Zachar. And therefore, since Mordechai and Esther fasted on the 13th of Adar, we fast. By the way, the Kavayasha has an incredible, let's call it a segula, to say to Tehillim Chaf Beis, And to have in mind Mordechai Vesta, it's an incredible, powerful, auspicious moment to be able to turn to Hashem and petition for him for anything, because this is one of the reasons why it's called Tanis Esther. Really, it's not just Esther Malka. It's nothing to do with the fast that she had on the 13th of Nisan before she went into Achashverosh. It's based on the idea that a person should know what an incredible chizuk that Hashem hears every single individual when he turns to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. Nevertheless, this fast is not as an obligation as the regular fast days, like when it comes to the Churban Beis HaMikdash, and therefore there's much more room to be made, especially when it comes to pregnant ladies and nursing ladies, and even someone that's not feeling so well, you can break the fast. Still, it's best to keep and not eat too much and join the tzibur since it's such an auspicious day. Certainly a woman that gave birth doesn't have to, like we just, but when we said pregnant ladies, nursing ladies, and women that just gave birth, especially within 30 days. Achasan, according to the Kiddush Shulchan Aruch, even during the what's called the Shemar Brachas, does not fast. Pele Plaim, the Maisa Arminig is according to the Bialocha, and the most poskim is that it's only Mitzah Nidche, which we find by Shivasa Batamas. So I think the minig is by Chasan and the Kal that they do fast, but definitely one should ask a shayla, especially if they're weak, they have plenty to rely on. And the kitzur only makes it throws in a caveat that a person has to make up the tiniest. The mice of the minig is not to make up, especially someone that is exempt for a good reason. If someone, as we mentioned, even someone that's healthy should try not to separate themselves from the tibul, and even someone that's traveling, if it's possible to fast, it's best thing to fast. But like we said, there's what much to rely on if it's difficult. Okay, when it comes to Yud Aleph Adar, of course, that's Purim, that's called Purim of the Non-Kochim, meaning Kochim is the walled cities like Yerushalayim. Some say, by the way, Prague is also considered a walled city, but the regular outside of Yerushalayim, and of course in America and every place else, usually it's on the 14th. Now, if Purim comes out on Sunday, the fast is moved to Thursday. If there's a bris that someone is making, the meal should be done at night. The tzaddik, interestingly enough, and the father are allowed to eat that day. On this too, many have a minig that they don't eat until nighttime. And those that are permitted not to fast don't have to make it up on Friday, but a person that forgot to fast on Thursday should make it up on Friday. Have a beautiful Shabbos.